Wir sind Theresa und
Nemo.
Und deshalb sind wir zu Shopify gewechselt.
Die Plattform, die wir vor Shopify verwendet haben, hat regelmäßig Updates gebraucht, die teilweise dazu geführt haben, dass der Shop nicht funktioniert hat.
Endlich macht unser Nemo-Boards-Shop dadurch auch auf den Mobilgeräten eine gute Figur. Und die Illustrationen auf den Boards kommen jetzt viel, viel klarer rüber, was uns ja auch wichtig ist und was unsere Marke auch ausmacht.
Starte deinen Test noch heute für 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/radio.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday night. Again, still suffering a little bit with having dropped 6 pounds from food poisoning, and I still have the symptoms. So if I happen to lose my train of thought or sound a little low energy tonight, I've not turned into Jeb Bush. I'm just not quite 100%. I'll just put it to you that way. Now, one more thing on effective. People love nice, especially on the right, because the right is more Christian-based. So American Christianity has wrongly, but for years, been obsessed with niceness. We think that translates into kindness or goodness, and it does not. We love niceness, so we love nice candidates, nice guys. Oh, he seems so nice. He's nice. I'm going to vote for him. Do you see him with the puppies in the commercial? I bet he's nice. I've never cared about nice. It means nothing to me. Nothing. I hope you're nice to your kids and your husband, your wife. I don't care if you're nice when it comes to things that I need and want. I care about effective. I've used the example before. If the person you love most in the world called you right now, your cell phone rings and says, hey, I've got a brain tumor. They don't think they can get it out. It's going to take the best surgeon in the world. If he can't get it out, I'm going to die in a week. How much do you care about the niceness of that surgeon? Not at all. You're burning up the phone lines, figuring out how much you can afford. Get me the best surgeon on the planet. I don't care if he's a serial killer. Effective. I used this example before. I used to play fantasy football. Let me just clarify this because I realize some people didn't. When you play fantasy football, you take all the players in the NFL and then you get together with your buddies. This is the most fun part of it. And you draft a team. Hey, I'm going to take Tom Brady, and I'm going to take this guy. And then you all eventually have a team of different players and different teams, and then you, quote, play each other every week to win. It's all about bragging rights, and you bet money on it and do funny stuff. It's a blast. It's a total blast. I don't watch the NFL anymore, so I don't play fantasy football because I would suck at it. But I used to be the commissioner of fantasy football. I would run the league. I would run the league in a way that you would consider very mean. I'll get to the Denver bathroom story, and we're going to talk about blackouts coming from energy and things like that, but I would run the league in a way you would consider to be mean. If it's time to draft a team, because you draft a team at a specific time and place, I would send people out the notification a month or two ahead of time. We will be here at this time. You will be here at that time. And I would say you will confirm to me that you will be here that time at least a month out, or I will replace you. Your entry fee into the league, whatever it is, I think we usually play like 10, 50 bucks or something like that. It will be in ahead of time or I will replace you. And then I would do it to friends of mine. Hey, I didn't get your 50 bucks. Get your 50 bucks in tonight or that's a deadline. He wouldn't send it in. Boom. He'd look. I'd have kicked him out of the league and got someone else in there. Jesse, you're such a jerk. Jesse, you're so mean. Jesse, this sucks. Jesse, you're a tyrant. Jesse, this is terrible. After a year or two, we had a waiting list of 15 people waiting to get in the league. The most fun league out there. Why? Everyone showed up for the draft. Everyone paid. Everyone got paid. Everything ran smoothly. Finally, they decided I was too mean and kicked me out one year. Jesse, when would I take over? And I was busy at work. I didn't want to mess with it. So I'm like, yeah, you can have it. The league disintegrated. They begged me to come back. Why? Meanness is underrated. Underrated. Niceness, the most overrated thing in the world. All right. Energy prices. I know I owe you a Denver bathroom story. I'm going to get to that in a moment. Because we've lived life so well for so long here in America, and we've had such levels of prosperity, things like poverty or terrible things, poverty and war and things like that, they seem foreign to us. And when I say war, I mean this way. War on our soil. War on Our Soil seems like it's a history story, right? What is it? The War of 1812? They're always foreign stories. Oh, look, a country in Africa is having an uprising. Oh, look, this is happening in Asia. Oh, look, these people are starving here. But it's always them. It's always been somewhere else. And if you read history stories or history books about these empires, I've been doing a bunch of reading on the Ottomans recently. And that super powerful, obviously, Muslim empire that arose. And they just dominated the Muslim world, and they were kicking around the Europeans, and they took over Constantinople, and they were this awesome society. It was hugely powerful forever. And you realize at the end, the things that were happening on the outskirts, the hinterlands, the borders, all of a sudden, they'd come home. They'd come home. You see, that's about to happen. It's happening right now in America. When you have heard your entire life, it doesn't matter how old you are. We have 7-year-olds and 97-year-olds who listen to the show, but it doesn't really matter your age. When you've heard stories about, people losing power for extended periods of time. Oh, they've gone dark. It's always been a foreign story, right? Unless some hurricane blows through or a tornado for a day or two. You know, Florida gets a hurricane down power lines, but where the power's not there. It's always a foreign story. Oh, those stupid Europeans. It's what they get for going green. But we don't realize as a late stage republic, as a crumbling empire, it's coming here. And it's not coming 50 years from now. It's coming now. The communist has not spent years with this ebb and flow thing that we like to think about politics as. Well, I don't know, they'll win some, and then we'll win some, and then they'll win some. That is not how it's worked. We think about it like a pendulum swing far too often. We'll make that mistake after the midterm elections. I'll get to that in a minute. But it's not a pendulum swing. The communist has only gained ground for 100 years. As he's taken over this institution and this institution and this position of power and this position of power and this position of power. And now he finds himself finally in total control of all the cultural institutions. He's not in some place where he's freaking out about the midterm elections and he's going to have to stop. Oh, midterm elections will slow him down. That's a very good thing. I'm not poo-pooing it. It's a very good thing. We're 3 weeks away from today. It's a very good thing. But he's now in the position he's wanted to be in for decades. He's wanted to be in the position where he holds the axe and you're strapped down to the chopping block with your head there. And now he's finally been handed the axe and you're strapped down. He's not going to now take the axe and say, you know, I'm worried about backlash, guys. I'm not going to do it. His mind doesn't work that way. When I talk about the FBI, this will go to blackouts in a second. Why aren't they stopping? We've had this conversation before. The FBI, they did that thing with the school board parents and January 6th, and there was all this outrage, but they didn't stop at all. They didn't even slow down. Now they're just arresting more people than ever. Why? The communist doesn't think like you think. It would never occur to him in a million years to not use the power he has. It just wouldn't occur to him. Headline, New England risks winter blackouts as gas supplies tighten. Notice I didn't say England. I didn't say Poland. I didn't say Congo. I didn't say Australia. I didn't say Sri Lanka. New England, one of the wealthiest parts of the United States of America, facing a blackout. And I just want to remind you of this now, and then I'll get to my Denver bathroom story. I want to remind you of this. It doesn't matter if you're one of the climate change death cultists listening to the sound of my voice and you really believe we're changing the climate. It really doesn't matter. It doesn't. You can believe it or don't believe it. The truth is, as an American citizen, you have been blessed by God in a million different ways. But one of, if not the biggest way, is this. You sit on top of an endless supply of cheap, readily available energy. And I want you to remember that when the blackouts come. Americans, for I don't know why this land is this way. It's unlimited. The oil, the coal, the natural gas, it's unlimited. Your energy prices in the country, it's not that energy should be available in America. It's that energy should be criminally cheap in America. Because the supply, it's endless. You're sitting on a mountain of it. You're about to be told that you've run out and that's why the blackouts come. Keep in mind, that's a lie. The blackouts are here because of the climate change death cultists. You're sitting on an unlimited mountain of energy. Mountain of energy. The reason the lights are going to go out in New England this winter and that heater is going to turn off and you're going to huddle with your family in blankets is because we allowed the communists to gain a foothold in every single part of this society, and they have taken that foothold and used it for what they always want in the end, destruction. They always wanted the power so they could use the power to destroy. Well, now they have it. Speaking of destruction, really briefly, let's talk about abortion. In the news all the time now, since the overturning of Roe versus Wade, a despicable practice. Cannot believe it's something we've ever allowed as a country. But we do owe it to the organizations, to the people and organizations out there who are fighting back. We owe them our support. Preborn, you know what they do? They go stand in front of that abortion clinic and they tell that scared young lady walking in, they tell her, hey, you've got options. Hey, can we give you a free ultrasound? Just come here. We want you to hear the sound of your baby's heartbeat. And when she does, when women do that, they choose life. Preborn asks you for $28. Dial #250 and say baby and give $28. That pays for that ultrasound. You're saving a life for $28. Or go to preborn.com/Jesse. That's preborn.com/Jesse. It's time for the Denver story. Next.
Jesse Kelly.
Young people speak in their minds. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Chris just said something not nice. Come back to the break. He looked through the glass at me, and apparently I'm looking a little rough after the 6-pound loss and not feeling the best right now due to food poisoning. That's why I wasn't here yesterday. And he said, you're looking good, champ. You know, that's not nice, Chris. And the only people meaner than you, it's the people who listen to the show. Because I said I was never going to tell this Denver bathroom story again. And I put it up to the vote, and the vote was overwhelming. Everyone wants to hear it again. So before we get to Missouri fighting against ESG, I'm loving the momentum against ESG, air pollution making women fat, Jeffrey Epstein, why Disney movies are fake, all that and more. Let's just pause for a moment, and let me tell you a little story. Now, it is important that I set up this story by telling you something about me. I do not like public restrooms. I'm not a germaphobe. Let me clarify. I'm not a germaphobe. I'm not one of these fist bump instead of handshake guys or anything like that. However, I find public restrooms to be disgusting. I see dudes go in there all the time and do their business and not wash their hands. What, Chris? Chris, what about a Buc-ee's? It's stop with the Texas gas station thing. Even Buc-ee's, all right? It's all gross. It's all gross. Public restrooms are gross. I have told you before about if I have to use the restroom out in public. I mean, I'm talking about a number two here. I will hold it, and I will almost die and hold it to get home. Now, in some cases, you can't. In that case, I have this entire search process. Like in an office building. If I work in an office building, I'll spend weeks going to the different floors of the office building to find the floor with the most empty bathroom so it's the cleanest. It's just that's when I'm using the restroom, I like to not be sitting in other people's filth. I'm grossed out by them. I don't know exactly why. I'm guessing Iraq had a bit to do with it.
Iraq was so, it was so hot, and you would have to go, here's a story. You wanted it, now you're going to get the backstory to it. Setting aside to having to go in nature during a bunch of times in Iraq, which is not near as pleasant going in the desert when it's 120 as it was in the mountains of Montana when we were hunting, eventually we found ourselves in a place called Najaf, and we were in this abandoned farmer's market. What you need to know is it was this little mini wall surrounding this area. It was an easy place for us to fortify, but there were still no bathroom facilities. There was no indoor plumbing of any kind. So the facilities they created, they took this building and they built a long wooden plank in the building and they carved a bunch of holes in the building for your butt. And underneath those holes, they would put these, they'd carve out the bottom of a steel drum and have the just the bottom 2 feet of a steel drum, 3 feet of a steel drum. And they would fill it up with diesel fuel, put a bunch of diesel fuel in it. And that's where everyone would go in to do their business. Now, we're talking 130 plus degrees in the summertime in there. And they have a fly season over there that is like biblical plague. So you would walk into this place and the buckets would sometimes be full and you would have to sit down. And there weren't other options. Remember, you'd have to sit down and go and flies would be landing. I'll stop there in case you're about to eat dinner or just ate. It was not a pleasant experience at all. I think that is partially what jaded me to public restrooms so badly. I've never loved them, but ever since that time, it's not something I do. It's not something I do. For number two, it's not something I do. I go home. You know why? Because home is clean. I know it's been mostly clean people, except for my sons in there, people who wash their hands, people that I just don't do it. That's why. Which brings us to me. You know, I travel a bit. I've had to travel a bit, especially for this job. Although, if I remember right, I think this was prior to me going into media, Chris. I think this was something else. I believe I was traveling up to Montana to see my family, if I remember right. And oftentimes when you go into Montana, you have to fly through either Denver or Salt Lake. This time, I was flying through Denver. I had a long layover because when you don't have any money and you have to buy the cheapest flight possible, that means your layover is going to suck. So I had a very, very long layover and I'm in Denver and I don't know what it was, something I ate, something I drank, who knows, but it was time. All right. And I need to clarify, remember, at any cost, I will wait. So when I tell you it was time, I'm telling you it wasn't optional. And not only was waiting not optional, here I am in an airport bathroom or in an airport. So I don't have clean options. There aren't clean options. You're in a place where people, not only do all kinds of people use it, they use it with the full knowledge they'll never have to walk back in there. So they really use it and abuse it. It's like a 7-Eleven bathroom after midnight, right? So I walk into the Denver bathroom. And I'll give you the rest of the story in just a moment. And then we'll move on and talk about ESG and emails and all kinds of things. Before I get to that, let's get to this really quickly. Let's get to your protection. As things continue to spiral down and the crime stats get worse and the violent stuff gets worse and all this stuff gets worse, it's more important than ever for you and the person you love to keep something on you. Something on you that will allow you to stop a bad person who wants to hurt you. Not in your dresser at home, on you. On your person. In your car when you're out driving. In a pouch when you're walking the dog. On you. Get a hero gun on you. It is a non-lethal gun. Shoots these pepper balls. They hurt bad enough when they hit. Then it releases this chemical pepper cloud. Doesn't require a concealed carry permit. Get a hero gun for yourself and the person you love the most. Hero2020.com code Jesse. Hero2020.com code Jesse. Get one now, all right? State restrictions may apply. I'll finish the story next.
I've been bored, slowing down to take a look at me. Come on.
Wir sind Theresa und
Nemo.
Und deshalb sind wir zu Shopify gewechselt.
Die Plattform, die wir vor Shopify verwendet haben, hat regelmäßig Updates gebraucht, die teilweise dazu geführt haben, dass der Shop nicht funktioniert hat.
Endlich macht unser Nemo-Boards-Shop dadurch auch auf den Mobilgeräten eine gute Figur. Und die Illustrationen auf den Boards kommen jetzt viel, viel klarer rüber, was uns ja auch wichtig ist und was unsere Marke auch ausmacht.
Starte deinen Test noch heute für 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/radio.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. I'm back. I'm definitely not going to say I'm better than ever, although I am down 6 pounds, Chris. Not to brag, but this whole food poisoning diet is on point. Before I finish my Denver story, I do have to give a shout out to Peter Ducey for this little exchange.
Who exactly thinks the president is doing a good job on inflation? Because we've got a new poll that finds he receives his lowest job ratings on inflation, net negative 38 points.
We understand that there are challenges that are in front of us here in this country.
Challenges? What does that mean? All right, back to my story. I can't wait to get to this ESG thing, by the way. This is exciting what Missouri's doing. States are waking up. All right. I walk into the Denver bathroom. I'm not going to set it all up for you again. I don't like public restrooms. I most definitely do not go number two in public restrooms. And now I'm stuck in an airport, long layover. There is no escape. I must use this public restroom. I, of course, as any sane adult would do, I browse the stalls. I check the first stall first. I read a study a long time ago that says the first stall is by far the most germ-free stall because it's the one everyone skips. It's the one everyone thinks gets used the most. So that's a little heads up for you. First stall, best stall. So I browse the stalls. I find what I like. I go in and I get ready to sit down. Now, it's one of those toilets. They're all like this now in public that has the automatic motion-sensitive flush. All right. So the second you get up, it flushes. In theory. I sit down, and it turns out this particular toilet has a couple pretty significant flaws. Now, if it had one of these two flaws, it probably wouldn't be the end of the world. However, these two flaws combined basically make it the worst thing in the history of mankind for somebody like me. What are those two flaws? Well, funny thing, that motion-sensitive thing, you know how you can never get those to work? How you go up to the motion-sensitive faucets and you're practically doing the Macarena in front of it, trying to get some water out with soap all over you. You know what I'm talking about, right? How they never, ever work, ever. Well, I want you to think about whatever the opposite of that is. And that's what this toilet did. You see, it was like decoding a nuclear bomb. You see, any slight movement can be the end of your life. As you sit on this toilet, if you made any move, not getting up or sit down, any move, if you reached up and scratched your face, it would flush. Now, that alone, not great, not ideal, but okay, better too much flushing than too little, right? Ha ha ha, not bad. Ah! But wait, there's more. It's one of those toilets that did not have a proper setting for how powerful the flush is. See, some toilets, they're made to flush poop. This toilet was made to flush an Abrams tank. The second it flushed, there would be such a volume of water in there, just filling up the toilet and splashing all over on the person who happens to be sitting on the toilet. So here's me in the Denver airport bathroom, sitting down on the toilet. It did it to me once, and I thought, I'm sitting there, and I'm so grossed out that I couldn't move. I'm just sitting there. You know, you ever been like that? So grossed out, you're just sitting there cringing, saying, please, God, please put me anywhere else, Lord. God, could you teleport me to my shower right now? But then I get over that because, of course, I have to finish up. And it proceeded to flush on me and splash on me over and over and over and over again. That is the Denver bathroom story. And on top of that, keep in mind, I had a long layover.
It was hours before I finally got to Montana and got a shower and lit the clothes I was wearing on fire. Hours. There is your bathroom story. Don't ask for it again. It's not very nice. I don't like reliving it. You know what I do like living? In a country where these corporations are finally getting smacked around for being vile pieces of filth. Before I get to that real quick, let me get to this. Pure Talk. Your mobile service. It's one of the easiest things you can do. Switching is one of the easiest things you can do to fight against communism. It really is. Because corporate communism is the problem. I have a whole thing I'm going to go on that. Someone wrote about ESG with cars and Elon Musk, and there's all this other stuff coming into play. Where you send your cell phone money is an easy switch. You know it takes less than 10 minutes to switch to Pure Talk? Less than 10 minutes. You can stop sending your money to Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. Less than 10 minutes. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. That's on top of the almost $1,000 the average family saves. My bill got cut in half when I switched. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly, takes less than 10 minutes. I bring that up to bring this up. Missouri pulls $500 million from BlackRock over woke investments. Missouri's pulled $500 million out of the pension funds. This is from Free Beacon. Managed by BlackRock, Inc., state treasurer said on Tuesday, over the asset manager's environmental, social, and governance priority over shareholder returns. Several Republican-led states have sought to cut business ties with BlackRock over its ESG push, with Louisiana earlier this month saying it would pull $794 million out of the company's funds. Chief Executive Officer Larry Fink last week defended the company, saying it's being attacked equally by the left and right, so I'm doing something right. This is what's happening. You already know what ESG is. We talk about it all the time. I'll go over it again soon if you don't know. But just know it's instituting communism at a corporate level. At a corporate level with major corporations, it's making the corporations bow down to the LGBT rage mob, to the climate change insanity, to the gender stuff, the race stuff. It's making sure this stuff is ingrained at a corporate level to spread the wealth around. They just spread the wealth around. You know, they're not worried about shareholders anymore. They're worried about stakeholders. Who's a stakeholder? Everyone on the planet. So they're no longer worried about making money for the shareholders. Now, well, we have to consider, what about the elves that live in the North Pole or something like that? That's what they do. What's happening is GOP states, as they should, West Virginia was really the leader on this to their credit. GOP states are starting to get teeth. They're starting to get teeth with these despicable communist corporations, and they're going to make them feel it. At some point, when you're BlackRock, I don't care how communist you are, 500 million here, 700 million there, 400 million here. At some point in time, that is going to spark an absolute revolt from within the corporate doors. And when that revolt happens, it's going to wake other corporations up in this country. This is why we need a new mentality on the right, a new attack mentality. No more live and let live. You cannot live and let live your way out of communism. You demand your state, your Republican state legislature, your Republican governor, your Republican treasurer, your Republican AG, you demand they attack those entities who attack you. The Louisiana model, West Virginia model, Florida model, whatever model you want to call it, your state legislature should be arming against your enemies. They should be fighting against the people who hate your guts, including corporations. Set that insane, suicidal, well, live and let live. That's not who we are, guys. That's not our principles. That's fine when you live in a sane country. Now, this is a different time now. Now, either you fight back and make them feel it, or just bend the knee and submit. There ain't no third direction, and there ain't no neutrality either. The communist has thrived on our mentality of neutrality for a long time. It's time we wake up and realize you don't get the country you want until these people are gone. Until this ideology has been purged from our shores, you don't get to have the America you want. So it is time to get aggressive with them and make them feel it. You start taking away billions of dollars in business from a finance firm, they will absolutely feel it. All right. Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell. Someone got gored by a buffalo. And was Meghan Markle objectified? That in emails. Still to come.
He doesn't care if you believe him. But he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Don't worry, we still have more than an hour. I realize I haven't gotten to any emails. Remember, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Hey, fish killer. I begrudgingly filed for student loan relief today per your suggestion in an earlier show. I worked through school and was able to get my loan paid down to under $6,000. I feel like a sleazeball applying for loan forgiveness, but figured that if I'm going to pay this further down the road via more taxes, I might as well get something out of it. Hard to see this as anything other than an attempt to buy votes. Listen, I'm going to say the same thing to you I said to everybody with the stimulus checks. You got mad that they shut down the economy and then sent us stimulus checks, right? What a bunch of crap that was. Take it and spend it. Jesse, I'm thinking about getting PPE loan for my business. I don't know if I should. I feel bad about it. It's your money. This is all your money. These scumbags are trashing. Go take all you can get. It's your friggin' money. They're handing it out like candy. As long as they're bankrupting the country, you might as well get something out of it. Jesse, I just finished the Martyr Made podcast. By the way, Martyr Made, that's the podcast of my buddy Darryl Cooper. I got to get him back on the show. He's always got an interesting take on it. I just finished a podcast episode, Anti-Humans. My buddy Cooper, in case you're wondering what he's talking about, he did a podcast. It's like 4 hours long on all of them, you couldn't fit it on the atrocities of communists and communists. Like from their early period, you find out what these people are. The guy goes on to say, I never knew man could be so evil. At the very end, he talked about the Potest experiment. Please do a history lesson on it. It opened my eyes like hearing about Police Battalion 101. Only evil or stupid men live and let live. Thanks for the wisdom. All right, couple things. You said I never knew man could be so evil. Listen, I don't tell you what to believe. It's not my business, and I don't care. I'm not your dad. I'm not your pastor. I'm not anybody. It doesn't matter to me. But you better understand evil is real. The devil is real. Demons are real. I have always believed, since the day I started reading on it and researching it about communism and the just unreal loss of life, and people's coldness to it, I have always believed it's demonic. I have. I have always believed it is straight from Lucifer himself. I've brought this up before. If I could magically make you, as you stand now, a really bad person, right? You're just a bad person, no moral code. And I was to put you in charge, you would find it virtually impossible to kill as many people as the communists have killed in their relatively short time being around. We're talking about 100 years. It's very, very difficult to kill that many. But the devil could find a way. As far as the Potest experiments go, I have brought them up on the show before. Briefly, I don't think I will ever do a history episode on them. If you would like details on the Potest experiments beyond what I'm about to give you, I would just go listen to Darryl Cooper's Anti-Humans podcast. That Anti-Humans episode that he did, it's just Anti-Humans episode. He only did one episode on it. It's the Martyr Made podcast, but that episode, it was great. Don't get me wrong. I loved it. It was incredible. I will never listen to it again. And if I do listen to it again, I will skip the part of the Potest experiments. Now, this is me. This is cold-hearted, sociopath, feelingless Jesse. I will never listen to that part again. Chris is a cold dude too. Chris, how bad was that? It was rough. Yeah, Chris, it was rough. Well, what were they? Romania went communist too. Remember, the Soviet Union had a bunch of little communist satellite states, and Romania was one of them. And Romania had a problem. Well, the communists there had a real problem. The problem was the church. Remember, communists will always declare war on whatever the religion of any nation is, because communism must replace your God, because communism is not an ideology. It is a religion. So there can't be a church. Now, I would say it's just a war on Christianity, but that's not true. Mao declared war on the Buddhist temples and on Buddhism and Buddhist temples in China. Whatever religion gives the people some other sort of moral founding, some sort of pole where they can rotate around it. Stop. Whatever gives people something like that, that's what the communists will destroy and attack. There were these hardcore Christians in Romania, and they simply were not twisting. They're not turning. They're not going to communism. In the Soviet Union, they were obviously worked hand in hand with the Romanian Communist Party, and they decided they were going to have an experiment. It was beyond belief. It's beyond belief, and it's beyond gross. They hauled these Christians in. You should understand most of the experiments. Well, they were all overseen not just by Moscow, but the Romanian Communist Party. So there were Communist Party members in there. But the experience, the actual boots on the ground, the people doing the experiments, they were actually other prisoners that were forced to do it. You were basically put through a conversion program where they were trying to convert you from being a Christian into being a communist. And the reason I won't do it on radio, I simply will not. There are too many kids who listen to this show, and it is too much for children. And it is way, way too much for children. It's more than I would ever do. If I ever did it, it would be on a separate podcast-only thing where I put all kinds of warnings in there. There's a lot of, I hate even saying this, there's sexual degradation in there in ways that I would never say, in ways that just thinking about it makes me cringe, ways I couldn't repeat. Look, here's one thing that this is not in that on that level. They wouldn't let you sleep. If you went to sleep, you weren't allowed to move. Like, you know how you twitch and move in your sleep? They would have another prisoner who's now one of the quote guards. They would have him stand over you with a baton in his hands. And if you twitched at all in your sleep, he would smash your shins with it as hard as he possibly could. So then people got too scared to sleep. And that is the most benign part of the Potest experiments I can possibly tell you. They were made to use the bathroom in buckets and then drowned in the buckets. You know what? On that level, let's talk about Biloxi shrimp. I bet you everyone's ready for dinner now, right? Ready for some shrimp? You ready for shrimp, Chris? I don't know about you. Well, never mind. Chris is never ready for shrimp. Sorry about that shellfish thing. I personally, though, even after that, might just have to cook me up some shrimp scampi when I get home tonight with American shrimp. You know, 95% of the shrimp we eat comes from overseas. Almost always, it's a communist country like Vietnam. Biloxi shrimp, American shrimp, American shrimpers, pulled right out of the Mississippi Gulf. A patriotic family company delivering the best shrimp you'll ever eat to your front door. That's as good as it gets. I get emails thanking me for it. Go to BiloxiShrimpCo.com, promo code Jesse. That gets you 10% off the entire order. BiloxiShrimpCo.com, promo Jesse. All right. Jeffrey Epstein, hiker has been attacked, and still so much more. We still have another hour. Hang on. Yeah,